This is an emergency broadcast of the Morphin Grid System. My name is Jake.
I'm Josh.
Okay, guys, so the trailer for the new Power Rangers movie came out today, and I have thoughts about it, and Josh has thoughts about it.
Uh-huh.
And in order to get Josh to do this, I promised him that it would take no longer than 30 minutes.
Yep.
Because it is a Saturday, and we don't normally record on Saturdays. So I'm setting the timer, 30 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
It starts now. Josh, let's start with what you find good about it.
Hang on. You start.
I'll start.
We'll talk about, because I've watched it a lot because I wanted to digest like each piece of it.
Okay.
And I came around from, fine.
I cannot go to fine. I watched it 3 times in a row, very carefully. I watched it once this morning. I watched it again on lunch. I don't think I watched it on lunch, but then I watched it again at least 3 times in a row when I got home so I could have, I have notes so I don't forget my talking points.
All right.
Here's my.
I didn't do that, and I kind of wish I had now.
I got a cons list.
Okay.
And a pros list.
I'm surprised that you have 2 lists.
I have the pros list. Do you want to know how many pros are on it?
Well, you told me, so I don't want to
cheat. I did. It's 3. I have 3 pros. Here's one of my pros, David Denman.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy who I think is Jason's dad.
Okay.
I like David Denman, the actor. So that's cool that he's in the movie. That one doesn't count. The other pro I have that doesn't count, 2 of these don't count, 3 of my 2 don't really count, is the theme song motif at the very end. That was nice.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, the very end of it, it's like...
You know what really got me about this whole thing? Not one, it's Morphin Time.
Oh, that's one of my cons. Weird. So let me start off by saying that, do you guys remember the movie Spider-Man?
Yes.
Do you remember 2001 Spider-Man directed by Sam Raimi? This is going to be the blueprint for Power Rangers. So hopefully you've seen it recently, so you know exactly what happens in every act.
Okay, if Spider-Man was in the Breakfast Club and also an Iron Man, then yes.
Okay, so
we didn't get a lot of the Iron Man stuff, just like half of a suit at the end of the trailer. Is it weird that at the end of the trailer they cut out before the whole suit is on, like the suits are going to be a big new reveal?
Yes, this is a bad trailer for a lot of reasons. I don't want to swear. So no, that's fine. If I swear, you're just going to hear a putty noise. If you hear putty noises, it means I failed in my one goal, which is to not swear about this movie on this podcast. I don't have high hopes for me. Dean Israelite made a movie called Chronicle about these teens who find this thing in the woods. Stop me if you've heard this before.
I hadn't until today. I don't think it's in the woods, though. It's like a...
It's the monolith that they get the Ninjetti powers from.
Yeah, I don't...
Sitting out in the desert.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that the power coins, I think, are just the morphers. I don't think they're coins.
They are. They're the whole... It looks like they're the whole morpher.
It's exactly
also,
the belly button on the suit.
Also, they are at best coasters. They are not coins. They are geodes. So, this movie is about teens finding a thing in the desert that gives them powers. That's the exact same setup as Chronicle. So, like, good job really branching out, Dean. glad we got you on board this project. This is kind of in order, but kind of not. So, okay. I'm just hitting my bullet points, and we're going to talk about it in kind of a more general sense. The third thing that really bugged me about the trailer is that to get this, the sense that, like, Trini's an outsider, they wrote ugly... Did they write ugly bitch?
No, it didn't say bitch. Okay. Not in a trailer. Hang on. I have it here. I can just let it play for a sec.
Well, you're eating up time, Josh.
No, keep going, and okay. I'll just let you know.
It says, like, ugly loser or something.
It's something like that. It doesn't matter enough for me to have to get there. It's right here. Die, ugly loser.
Okay, can I tell you a thing about Becky G?
She's pretty?
She's very pretty. So maybe this is, like, teenagers are dumb, but...
I mean, it could be any. The kids are awful, right?
Yes, but I think this is a movie about teens written by a man who doesn't know how teens behave.
No.
Because, like, first of all, super melodramatic. That's the thing I think I hate the most about this, is the trailer is so melodramatic and sarcastic that it feels so fake. It feels so fake. I don't know how Power Backslash Rangers managed to have more genuine emotion in it than the real movie.
Oh, James Van Der Beek. That's how.
James Van Der Beek. Why couldn't we get him at least?
That would be great. He'd be a great Zordon. Not that Breaking Bad is going to be a bad Zordon.
Breaking Bad.
He's going to break bad Zordon.
I mean, I don't think he's going to be a good Zordon because we get 1 second of,
I mean, if you,
of Rita and she was not a good Rita.
No, if you watch that interview between Bryan Cranston and Larry King, it's bad. He has no idea what he's talking about.
No, because you know what he did? He showed up on a green screen. He had some things put on his face, and he said his lines, and it took him 3 days tops, and that was it. That's it. That's all Zordon. We don't see Zordon. We don't see Alpha. We see 1 second of Rita.
We're in the command center, I think, at the end of the trailer for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, right before they morph. There is no it's morphin' time, which is how do you not end a trailer when it's morphin' time?
Right? And then it just like, it fades to black, but then like the visor sheen, and then your date, and then you got it.
Yeah, it's so easy. It's the same thing. Okay, first of all, I should have said this in the beginning. I'm not trying to yuck anyone's yum here. If you're very into this, cool. I envy you so much.
Some people do like it, and I even like parts of it.
I like literally one thing that happened.
I can see parts of this movie being fun, and I did not see that the first time I watched it.
I can see parts of this movie.
Because I was so blinded by regular teenagers get superpowers.
Yeah. Oh, Spider-Man. Oh, and then the scene where they jump, like in Spider-Man?
I like that scene.
That's literally Spider-Man.
I don't like that scene for the jump power. I like the character interaction in that scene.
Oh, there's...
Because Jason's like, we got this power, we're going to do it. And Kim is like, yeah, I'm on board.
Kim says nothing in that scene.
No, but she jumps with confidence.
Right.
And Billy's like, guys, I don't know. And I don't know. I just really like that scene. Then they land in water, but that might be from a different part of the movie. I couldn't tell.
I think so, because the command center is underwater.
Right. So the giant thing in the desert is not the command center?
No, that's the Ningeti monolith.
Also, did it fall out of the sky? Because the sky was glowing at one point.
I think that's what it was. And I think Rita is in that thing.
That's her castle.
There's no way
she's on the moon, right? Because this thing was green, wasn't it?
There was some green stuff in there. Yeah. She is green. Guys, if I watch this trailer 3 more times, I'll be able to write the movie for you. This looks like there's going to be no original plots. Nothing surprising or unique about it, which is what drives me crazy. Is that, like, it's not hard. It shouldn't be hard. I don't like how angsty they are. I don't like that there's, like, this Breakfast Club scene where it's like, oh, they have to go to school on Saturdays just to graduate because they're all troublemakers
or
whatever.
Jason, did he kill somebody in a car crash?
Well, the first thing that happens is there's like a busted truck and he's like, is this to remind me of my screw up? So he probably was drinking, coming home from a party and hit someone else in a car.
That's probably right.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what Kim did, but she's been ostracized.
Here's what happened to Kim. She goes to Saturday school instead of cheerleading practice and that made her cut her hair.
Well, no. If you go to, Artley sent us a link.
Because the girls are like, this is where you go instead of cheerleading practice?
Tragic.
Tragic. And then it's a smash cut to her cutting her hair off.
Very acting. Yeah, it's her cutting her hair off. This is the important haircut trope. There's a whole page on TV Tropes if you want to read up on it.
This is the beginning of the movie, though. You're not giving your character enough time to grow to deserve a big, important haircut.
Yeah, no.
You're just giving her one.
There's a website called angelgrovehighschool.com. That
I did not go there, but I did see the
directly
link.
Relates to the movie. It's a page for Angel Grove. They are the Tigers, I guess. It's called The Roar. It's like Student Spotlight, Jason Scott. New Student Spotlight, and it's on Trini. No last name for Trini. And then there's like this other like gossip column and it's like cheer royalty dethroned. And I haven't read that part yet. But here's what I like. There's literally Zach might as well not be in this movie.
Yeah, here's what we know about Zach. He sits on the roof sometimes.
He's on the roof and he might do a jump. He might do a jump at some not the jump scene.
No.
But he might do a jump.
Maybe I think he might have been smoking on that roof.
Oh, probably. This movie's real, Josh. All right, let's see. Oh, I forgot my favorite part. There's the first thing we hear, other than Jason being like, is this to remind me of my screw-up? Is Halsey's version of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line. Are you familiar with Halsey?
I'm not familiar with anything you just said. I know Johnny Cash, but not...
You've heard...
Song. I've heard it, but like I don't know
it. Okay, it's a song about like doing what you have to do, and it's like it's not upbeat, but it's like a positive song. Halsey, I don't know how you pronounce it, I like Halsey, and I like this song. I don't think the most melancholy version of Johnny Cash's Walk the Line should be the first thing in the first Power Rangers trailer. No, man,
melancholy do what you gotta do songs is Power Rangers in a nutshell.
No.
That's the joke. That's the joke.
These dudes get robots to fight with. That is awesome.
I am... Look, we still haven't seen any of that. Maybe that will be awesome.
I can't wait to see them in the dark in the rain.
Well, 90% of the trailer is in the dark, and half of it is in the water, so yeah, we're already almost there.
I told
there.
You! I hate that I'm a precog, but here I am. So, let me get back to my list. They get the power coins out by...
Does the power coin... Does it, like, spit the power coins out at them? Billy blows it up.
Billy has C4!
Billy just has some C4 on him, because he's a nerd. He does machines.
He does machines, so he has a bomb?!
Now, okay, I liked this part too, because isn't this something that would just happen in Power Rangers?
What, that means
like we don't know if this is the first time they went. They could have gone and be like, this thing was weird, and then go back and Billy's like, I need to get into that.
If I watch it one more time, I'll check the clothes. But here's, can I tell you what happened immediately before? Can I give you the line that Billy says immediately before?
Yes.
I think I have something that can help. I bet $100 American Legal Tender.
So Billy was in Saturday school with explosives on him.
Oh, possibly. Or
he was going to blow up who I'm assuming was Bulk?
That might be Bulk. That might be Skull. I hope it's neither. I want my angels to stay out of this.
Oh, they'll be in there.
I want Power Rangers to keep Bulk and Skull's names out of their mouth. All right?
No, they're there. Oh, that's the other thing I liked was Jason coming to Billy's aid.
That's my only pro that's real. Jason stands up for Billy.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's the only thing that I was like, oh, that's a Power Rangers. Billy is in Saturday school because he's too smart and can't talk to people, according to the breakdowns.
Yeah, you know how when you get good grades but you're a little socially awkward, how they give you detention for that?
Yeah, they make you go to detention so you can line up pencils. Like,
he was organizing them by color. I think he has OCD, but whoever wrote this doesn't really know what that means. No. It's like nerds arrange things.
Yeah, I don't like how they are treating Billy.
When you get Billy out of the classroom, I think he's fine because he has a lot of personality. I can't remember the actor's name.
RJ Seiler.
But he's doing a good job acting.
Yeah, well, he's picking up all of the because Becky G's a bad actress. She's super, super bad. This is a restricted area.
Who could have pointed that out? I did.
Oh, if only someone pointed that out. Oh, wait, me.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't like is Trini being a street tough.
Yeah.
An outcast street tough. So dumb. We didn't get a lot of personality stuff from Kimberly, but I can see it in there. So I'm kind of into Kimberly. I wish I knew about Zach.
No, there's nothing. He has zero lines. Here's my... There's no It's More of a Time and Zach has zero lines in my last two. Here's the one after C4, is literally Spider-Man. Because... they make sure that you know that this is literally Spider-Man.
Yeah, the sync break is pulled right out of Spider-Man. Shot for shot, like, that is from Spider-Man.
Looking at the mirror first is right from Spider-Man. The whole jumping scene is from Spider-Man. Apparently, the power coins can produce heat that blows sodas up.
You're talking about the lunchroom scene.
Yeah.
Where Jason is like rubbing his power coin in secret in the lunch line.
Yeah.
I don't think it blew... I mean, maybe it did blow sodas up, but I saw it like melting milk cartons and like curling plates. Like, it gave him psychic ability.
No, because they were pushing it to the serving area. And I think it was heating that up because of soda exploding and everything else getting super hot.
So the plastic
hot.
Stuff would start to melt and crank. Okay, that makes more sense. Because I thought he was just like bending stuff with his mind. And that's a little ridiculous.
The fact that they
have powers outside of being morphed and that the power coins have abilities other than morphing them bothers me a lot.
It's unnecessary. And in Power Rangers later, there are seasons where the characters get powers. They each have like a power.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. I don't think that you need to...
It starts with Andros, and he's an alien.
He's an alien, but then in SPD, they each get a power from because their parents were part of some genetic, I don't know. Right. I don't know if it's their parents
right,
or
but
what.
It's not you're a Power Ranger, so you have superpowers.
Exactly, yeah. And even if that does happen, I'm sure it's just to sell toys or whatever. This is because they are afraid that being a Power Ranger isn't cool enough, which is bullshit.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is. Being a Power Ranger is literally the coolest thing that can happen to you. You don't need to put extra on that.
No.
I know these all sound
very... No, I agree.
Very,
I don't like that part.
I know these all sound very nitpicky for me. I know that I'm super down on this. And if you're not, that's... Again, that's cool, and I envy you. I wish I was excited for this movie more than I wish for anything else in my entire life. But I just can't, because I know every movie that this one Frankenstein together to make itself, and I know that that it is not going to do Power Rangers any justice.
I think after watching the trailer, digesting and picking apart the trailer,
okay,
I can watch this movie. That's what I think.
Well, I was going to see it no matter
well,
what.
Well, no, but I think I can watch it. I don't think I have to hate watch it. I think I can just watch it regular.
Well, that must be nice. I want to live there. The thing that I am most mad about is the tone and the fact that like the spirit of Power Rangers is entirely absent. There is a trope that has happened in every movie for years now where if there's a group of people, they split up and they come back together at the end of the second act. I will bet you money that that will happen in this movie, that they just can't get along, because that's in the press release.
Yeah, they can't. They're all troubled teens. They just can't gung-ho.
They're going to need to... And guess what? At the end, the very end of the second act, they are going to gung-ho and they're going to come together and they're going to...
Literally, they're going to come together in a Megazord.
And they're going to get in a Megazord.
The third act is going to be a giant fight.
Or, no, well, the third act might be them doing a lot more boring prep and then a Zord fight. Who knows? Either way, the Power Rangers movie... Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, the first one, Power Rangers never get mad at each other, never split up.
No.
Never do that. You know why?
They've never done that some team may have. Not in any of the seasons I've seen.
No,
has the team
not
gotten
Mighty
so
Morphin.
Mad at each other on their own accord
yeah,
that they split up.
It happens via magic several times. But no, you know why? They're a team. They're together. That's what I want from this movie, and I'm not getting that. I'm not going to get them be... And like... I understand that you need to bring them together because they're not friends, which I understand. That's
right.
That's the only complaint that I have about like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They're like, oh, they just like Jason
and Zach were friends because they
friends,
were like
yeah.
sparring when we
but
first
like,
met them.
There's no way Kimberly hangs out with Billy. Like, there's no way. And maybe they didn't before then. But like, she just knows them. They all know each other and they're all helping out.
It's a
out.
Small school in a big city, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's got everything you need. Who I want to go through.
I'll tell you what I didn't like. The muted colors. Can we stop doing this?
No. Oh, Josh, no.
Please.
No.
I just like watch a movie and see full color again?
Yes, you can, but you can't do it in this movie.
This movie looks like Fallout 3, and I hate that.
Yeah, it's bad. So this movie comes out in March now.
March 24th.
Previously January 17th.
They didn't announce a delay or a push or anything. It's
not,
just,
not that I heard anyway.
They showed some new posters either this morning or late last night.
I think it was yesterday.
It's of the Power Rangers, and they went fast.
They're going very fast.
And on those posts on Twitter, it says in theaters March 24th, 2017.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing the date being pushed past, but like, because it was January last I knew. Maybe they've push it since then. Maybe we've even talked about how they've pushed it. I have to delete every episode from my brain the moment it goes to air. I'm sorry.
On those posters, the colors of the suits are punched up and they look better. Not good. I still don't like them, but they do
look
better.
No, they're what if Venom gave you an Iron Man?
You know what would be cool is if they were like angsty, moody teens.
Yeah.
And like, so we get this like muddy, muted movie and then they're Power Rangers and they start coming together and like getting confidence and they're not like so moody and angsty and they just start to be like good people in the movie and like is the first time they morph the colors just pop.
Oh, that would be neat. I don't think Dean's gonna do that for
you.
Oh no,
he's not. It's going to be nighttime in the rain when they're morphed.
Yeah. So best case scenario, this is a gem situation. The Gem and the Holograms trailer was the worst. It was dog turds.
It was for a different movie.
It was for it was for the worst ABC Family movie you've ever seen, ever. That movie kind of rules. I'm not going to lie to you.
I like that movie.
I'm very into the movie.
I like that movie 1,000 times more than I like the movie that the trailer was trying to sell me.
So my hope and my dream and my heart's wish is that that this happens to be a gem situation and the movie is just showing you the stuff that's going to get dumb millennials who want Power Rangers to be dark and gritty in the theater.
Right.
And then once they're there, they're like, all right, now that we have your money, here's like a good movie. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm hoping for the best. I don't think anything is going to be original. I don't think there's going to be one thing in this movie that is like new or fun or unique. No, it's going to be
very formulaic, and it's ripping off like every other superhero
movie. Superhero movie, there's like a lot of Breakfast Club.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little excited for that. But
yeah, except like it's going to be either too long or like unnecessary.
Yeah, because we have to go through all that, because that's during the day.
Of which there is 15 minutes.
Yeah, there's that in the jump scene. Those are daytime scenes. And then everything else is at night. So I want to know, how do they get from the Breakfast Club to Obelisk in the desert?
Where they don't know each other to begin with?
Yeah, and then they're all hanging out in the desert?
They're all like, let's go to the desert to get that thing that fell out of the sky. There's
a lot of questions, and I understand you don't want to answer all of them in your trailer.
No, there's going to be one or two more trailers. We'll keep you posted as they come.
But in the movie, we probably won't find out what Jason did until when the group breaks up. Oh, what other secrets are you hiding, fearless Lita?
Either, and then they're going to break up. When they break up or when they come back together, he's going to be like, I shot a kid.
I shot a kid.
I hope Jason didn't shoot a kid.
Well, he might have run over.
He might have hit a kid because
he hit him so hard that it totaled the truck.
He was drunk driving and he hit a kid in his truck. Rita.
Also, it kind of implies that Jason's from out of town.
I don't think so.
Because it's like, is this to remind me I'm a screw up? There's the truck, and then there's him and his dad who's like, oh, you're going to have to go here every Saturday.
No, I think this happens. But then
that's when we get the Angel Grove sign.
I think this. The is this to remind me that I'm a screw up happens very shortly after the thing that happened, because he is a football star on AngelGroveHighSchool.com. He is in a Letterman jacket having a football.
Remember when he was just a good karate man?
Do you remember when he was just the best dude? I like that.
Could we talk about that for a second? About how they're all bad people?
Yeah.
Not bad people, but they're like regular teenagers. And I get like how you might be like, that makes them more relatable. It's more realistic. But like,
I don't relate to shitheads. I'm sorry.
First of all, yeah, there's that. And second of all, I don't want my heroes to be relatable. I want to look up to them.
Yeah. The most relatable character in all of fiction to me, there's two. They're kind of tied. It's Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Katniss Everdeen.
Sure.
Katniss is messed all the way up. I relate to her. She's not like the best person, right?
Right.
But she has a little sister that she would do anything for, and like does what she has to do. I really relate to that. I want my Power Rangers to be better. I want my Power Rangers to be better than that.
I know I'm gonna miss them being good, like social service, like go get them. Let's go clean the park.
Like there's
going
to be no cleanup day. Yeah. Let's just that's
I'm
going to
miss that stuff. It might be hokey and it might be like goody goody, but that's how I like my Power Rangers.
Yeah. Except Dean Israelite grew up watching and hating Power Rangers.
I think you're giving him a lot of credit.
It says in the press release, like he grew up watching Power Rangers.
So he watched the first season of Power
Rangers. He watched the first,
his last episode of Power Rangers was an oyster stew.
If he even got that far. I feel like he probably got to Green No More and called it a day. Or he watched however much that he watched and only remembers the Alpha, bring me 5 teenagers with attitude. And he went, attitude? I can do that.
So that's a thing that a lot of people think defines Power Rangers, but really it's a throwaway line from the original opening.
Also, he doesn't say teenager's attitude in the show.
No, only in the opening. He says over-emotional and overbearing humans.
That's it.
And one time he says
one
that.
Time.
Like, teenagers with attitude is not the defining trait of Power Rangers. It's just something that the producers thought sounded cool, so they put it in the open.
Yeah, and so that's the thing that they decided to make a movie about. It's five teenagers with attitude.
It's gonna be better than Teenagers with Attitude, though.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it? I hope it is.
In my heart of hearts, I truly do believe is that.
Because literally...
I don't think it's going to be better than Power Backslash Rangers.
I don't think so either. Because Power Backslash Rangers comes around.
It does. Once you realize that they made it that way on purpose, not to be cool, but to like make fun of movies that think they're being cool, I can get into that.
I can get into
this movie thinks it's being cool.
Yeah, this movie went, it saw Power Backslash Rangers, and it went, oh yeah.
This guy gets it.
This guy gets it. Well, we can't just do this, so let's do a whole thing.
Let's make my movie again. Remember my movie?
You remember Chronicle? Let's do that, but with a Power Rangers coat of paint.
Yeah, let's make it so people watch it this time. I don't know how well Chronicle did, but I've never heard of it.
It was an indie movie. I think it did better than it had any right to.
Somebody on Twitter, I'm pretty sure it was Dowd, said it was a little Chronicle-y. And in my head, I was like Riddick?
No, because Chronicles of Riddick is the business.
But I don't know like what his powers are. I know he can see in the dark.
Oh, that's it. He can see in the dark and he can kill you forever in any way.
Well, that's really all you need.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Also, you're Vin Diesel.
Yeah, so. Chronicles of Riddick is like in my top five favorite movies. I keep that to myself a lot because no one talks about Chronicles of Riddick. That movie rules. The other Chronicle that would have been acceptable is New Hampshire's Chronicle.
New Hampshire Chronicle? Oh, it's Fritz Weatherby.
Fritz Weatherby, let me tell you a story. He's not going to tell you a story in this movie.
No, that would be good, though.
So, final judgment on this movie is that I think it's going to be dumb and bad and unoriginal, and I'm going to see it, and I really hope I'm surprised, but until then, I'm going to be quietly seething, because it's not made for me.
We're not the target audience, but I can tolerate this. I can't say that I think I'm going to buy this movie, but I'll see it in theaters and walk out going, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I just don't want to, like, rip anything apart while I'm watching it.
If the Zord stuff rules, I'll buy the movie. Like, if your giant fight kicks ass, I'm gonna buy the movie, and I'll just fast forward to that part every time.
I think it's gonna be...
I really like the Zords in the posters, what we saw of them anyway.
Yeah, I liked some of them. Some of them looked a little, like, janky to me, but I feel like that's just because, like, it was a still shot of a weird angle.
Yeah, it's like a weird CG.
I didn't like Billy doing the Burt Reynolds on it. That looked very dumb.
Yeah, it didn't fit Billy very much. That didn't even fit the Billy from this trailer very well.
No, this Billy is, like, stressed, and I, like, kind of like that. He's the only one who had a personality.
Pretty much. I mean, Jason's personality was bold and powerful.
Right, and Trini's was sarcastic, I have been over sarcasm since 2011. We do not need to drag that back up. So.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, it's...
90% of people, not to dip into my personal life, but on dating sites, 90% of girls, at least in this area, are like, I speak sarcasm fluently. Like, everybody
says that. Sorry.
It's
awful. Deal breaker. I know you think you're cool. You're not cool by saying that.
If your defining trait is sarcastic, get away from me.
If your defining trait is sarcastic, like... you don't like things, and I can't do anything with that. What do I work with? Ugh. Okay, so... The timer's about to hit. We got a minute 12 left on my timer. So my final word on this is that this movie is made for people 18 to 25 who watched the original Power Rangers, 18 to 35 who watched the original Power Rangers, who like dark and gritty things, and not people who liked Power Rangers for what it was.
No, it's to pull people in who want Power Rangers to be quote-unquote cool. So it's not for us.
Yeah.
Because I want Power Rangers to be fun and goofy.
If you think this was designed to get kids this, like, you know, like nowadays, like if this is not designed for a new audience, if you think that, I'm sorry, you are so wrong. You're the wrongest anyone's ever been. This is literally to trick people that watched Power Rangers from 93 to 95. Into watching this movie. And because of that, like, it's just going to be the worst Batman, Spider-Man 3. Like,
we didn't talk about Rita.
We did a little bit. She doesn't sound like Rita. She's a bug lady.
Yeah, she's like hovering above Trini, who's sleeping, I think.
Yeah.
Trini like wakes up. This is me. We'll keep going.
Okay.
Fantasy Costco is your...
It's my alarm.
Your, just your yeah. whole theme on your phone. It's your ringtone too, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, it's a jam.
Anyway, Trini wakes up and Rita's in her face and just says, "I've killed rangers before."
It
grabs her by the throat and throws her through a wall. That's where we cut.
Yeah, so. I'm adding a fourth pro.
Okay.
The idea that there have been rangers before is neat.
I do like that.
I
hope they explore it and don't just... I feel like they mean on other worlds.
Oh,
like
yeah, for sure, elsewhere. For sure. Yeah. I don't think it was like on this world. I think what it means is I've killed people... And that's how I got this green power coin that I'm very clearly wearing. Also, I'm a bug lady.
I'm just very surprised that when she said, "I've killed rangers before," it was not just a full screen of her face staring at the audience.
Like I told you earlier, I'm sure that in the movie it will be.
right, because they could have just put that line over whatever was happening.
So
why... There's a lot of questions. Why is she targeting Trini? Where's Zach? What did Jason do? Why is he making out with Kim?
What did Kim do? He's making out with Kim because you can't have
sexy teens.
Because
they're two attractive teenagers.
Maybe
we'll get some Trilly.
I doubt that.
I don't think this Trini's going to be into this Billy, but who knows?
Look, maybe. Here's the thing. I don't like how sexy the outfit, the suits are. I still am super uncomfortable with that.
No, I still don't like the suits. I like when the colors are punched up. But I still don't like the design of the suit.
Super not into that. Becky G was 17 years old when she filmed this. Not cool. Dean, it was not a cool idea to do that. All right, that's it.
We're done.
Emergency broadcast over. Thank you for indulging me. You can yell at me on Twitter if you have differing opinions, but there's no way you can change my mind. I just want you to know that going in.
Don't even try.
So I love... Okay, one last
You can
thing.
Change my mind because I'm already starting to come around.
Can I say one thing that I like? One last thing before we end it. When you said "uh-oh," when I asked you, you told me that it leaked, and I knew it was gonna leak because it came out today proper.
Yeah.
So I was like, "It's gonna leak before." You're like, "Oh, it aired. It's out." And I was like, "Okay, how was it?" And you said, "It's bad." I have been elated with joy.
He literally did a Sami Zayn ska dance.
I wanted to skank my way
in the back
the
room at Target today
because. Because I love more than anything being right. And guys, I was right. I was so right on this one.
I hope the actual movie could prove you wrong.
So do I. I want this to be a Gem in the Hologram situation, not a Ninja Turtle situation.
Oh.
Which was just as bad as it was advertised.
They almost tricked me with the trailer for the second one, but I still never saw that movie. And I think I'm a better person because of it.
I think so too. All right. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Jake.
I'm Josh.
Until next time,
may the power protect you.